leadership and experience. Like, this is my third year, and even though I wasn't out on the court last year a lot, you still learn on the sidelines. So I think that, being somebody my teammates can really rely on, being a great communicator, Steph's like, you know, always coaching me on that area. You know, I want to be able to communicate with my team on the court exactly what she wants and what I think is best for the team. So just continuing to do that, I feel like I've done a good job of that, but once we get in the heat of battle, like, sometimes that can get hard, so continuing to do that.
That is the one, the only, Caitlin Clark talking at Indiana Fever practice yesterday afternoon, talking about what she hopes to bring to the team this year, talking a little bit about leadership, of course, in that clip there. Indiana Fever starting up their season this weekend, Saturday, in fact. Fever in action against Dallas on Saturday at 12 noon Central Time. And good to welcome into the program Scott Agnes, covers the Fever, also the Indiana Pacers, for Fieldhouse Files, joining the program here to talk little Fever hoops. And of course, we'll talk about Caitlin Clark here in the state of Iowa. We'd be off the air in a lickety split if we did not. So let's bring Scott into the program here to give us kind of the lowdown on the upcoming WNBA season and how the Fever are looking here for 2026. Scott, thanks for making some time. How are you doing today?
Excellent. Doing well. Looking forward to opening day coming up on Saturday, just a few days away.
Yeah, it's crazy how quickly it shows up, that's for sure. But the good news, obviously, not just for people here in Iowa, but Indiana Fever fans across the country, our native daughter, Caitlin Clark, is back at full health. What have you heard, I guess, from both her and Stephanie White during training camp here and kind of the run-up to the season about how they're approaching the season from, like, kind of a health perspective and you know, kind of her return to full action here starting this weekend?
Yeah, good news is she's been healthy 100% for 5 months now, basically since last November, December area, has went through two USA camps, was named MVP in the qualifying tournament. So all signs are great headed into opening day, and she loved playing in the preseason. I think we're starting to see her joy back, and that was the number one thing that head coach Stephanie White pointed to is she wanted to see Caitlin feel and look like she's in her element and feel whole again, and I think she's reached that point right now. I think she's just being smarter, too, about how she approaches everything. I mean, so much of what last season was about for her was getting healthy again, and so it was doing all kinds of treatment options, whatever it took to try to get back out there, starting with extra treatment, with visits to a hyperbaric chamber to speed up recovery. And she was just lonely. It was an isolating feeling. And worse than that, she's a winner. And so it was killing her that not only was the Fever struggling to win, but she had no input. She couldn't influence the outcome whatsoever. And so coming into this year, they mostly brought back the core, added a few new pieces, and I think she is just giddy about everything getting going this week.
Yeah, I heard a clip from her in, I think it was the early days of training camp. It might have been from Media Day, where someone asked her the question, you know, what was it? Was it a mental break for you to not have to worry about basketball? And I mean, you've covered her, we've covered her here, and I mean, it's a fair question, but knowing the competitor she is, knowing, like you said, she had no input on how the season went last year, she couldn't do anything because she wasn't healthy, that had to eat at her, and as a competitor, I can only imagine she's ready for this, like you said, to just be back on the floor and playing, and I know she's played limited minutes in the preseason here. They've been kind of smart about her, you know, and how much action she sees, but just... You know, she has to be, like you said, pretty excited to just be able to play, frankly, right?
Yeah, it is as simple as that. And it was interesting to me. I was trying to find ways and observe what she was doing last season at the end of the year. Remember, they made that great run to overtime of Game 5 of the semifinals. And if Kelsey Mitchell's body did not literally give out on her, I think there's a good, very good chance that they would have reached the WNBA Finals through all the uncertainty and unusualness and, you know, four or five different players suffering season-ending injuries and needing surgery. There were certain things she would do, including there was one, if everybody remembers, the Black Air Forces. And so not only did she wear them for one game, but it became a hit. She got them for the rest of the staff to wear while they were out. It can't contribute on the court, but let's at least be unified and supportive. And I thought that was one of the little ways that she was doing there. You were right about the minutes. They kept the starters to about 18 in the first two games, the first half this past game, as they're dealing with not too many injuries, but just a couple nicks and bruises heading into this opening day. The main one, I would say, being Mo Billings' ankle sprain that she suffered in that preseason finale. And so we're keeping an eye on that. Today is the day off for the team, but it'll be her fourth day not being on the court, which is good for her after that ankle sprain. And so hopefully, yes, it can be a healthy season. And this team that's on national TV, all 44 games can be whole once again.
What's realistic expectation for Clark's return? I'm not talking just about Saturday, but this kind of early stretch of the season. You said she's been healthy for about 5 months now, and I'm assuming, you know, we're going to see those signature logo threes and just some elite playmaking regardless of, you know, whether she's held to a certain minutes or whatever in the first couple of games here. But what, from your perspective, just from everything you've heard in the run-up to the season, Are there any limitations, or are we going to see the full-on Caitlin Clark experience starting this weekend?
Yeah, full-on experience. I'm not expecting any limitations whatsoever. Now, as a whole for the season, and this goes for all their players, even Kelsey, because literally her body gave out, I think they're going to be a little bit more conscious of minutes. Like, can you avoid not playing, you know, one of these guards 38 or 36 of the 40 minutes? But there's no minutes restriction or anything like that. I just think they realize, like, it was like 5 years ago, Spencer, where the WNBA was like 32 games and then 34 games. And then a couple years ago, 40, and now 44. And so the climb continues. And, yes, while they're traveling now first class because of Caitlin with chartered flights and five-star hotels, it is a grind. And so they added to the training staff in the offseason. They got full-time nutritionist now and other different roles, doing whatever they need to support this bunch. And coming in this time next year, they'll have a brand-new $78 million Fever-exclusive sports performance center that they can have 24/7 access to, the latest development in investing in this team and in this league.
Scott Agnes with Fieldhouse Files covers both the Indiana Fever and the Indiana Pacers for Fieldhouse Files, joining us here for a few more minutes on 1600 ESPN. You've mentioned the supporting cast and how they brought back the majority of that cast. Of course, Aaliyah Boston, Kelsey Mitchell. I know Lexi Hull's been banged up a little bit. Doesn't sound like too much of a concern based on everything I've heard. But then Sophie Cunningham back as well. You mentioned it before, this team, you know, for as injured as they were down the stretch, they still pushed Vegas in game five, the semifinals last season, while very banged up. I bet they have to believe that when you add Caitlin Clark to that kind of solid core around her, that this has to be a team that can contend possibly for a league title. I know ESPN, right, they didn't have them necessarily as the favorites in one of their preseason surveys they put out. But I guess when you look at this team as a whole, is this a team that can win the whole thing, in your opinion, Scott?
I do. You have one of the best players in the league. You have two other all-stars right next to Caitlin. And then you've also had a year under the belt for this coaching staff. I think there's a lot of different things we didn't see, weren't able to see last year because the frequent changes. I mean, in August and September, I kid you not, Spencer, it felt like every day at practice we were meeting a new player who had just, you know, flown in to be the emergency hardship player. A couple players coming over from Europe because they needed additional support at the guard spot. I've never covered anything like that Fever season, especially how it closed last year. But Caitlin sets the table, and a couple months ago, on her NBC role that she added as a contributor there, she said, "Hey, look, we're going to be the title favorites. We expect to win. Those are our expectations." And I think anytime she's healthy and out there, that's what they are shooting for. And so I think that's absolutely realistic. And probably going into this season, I'd put them a top three team to win it all right there with New York and Las Vegas.
What's the biggest strength and weakness of this team as the season gets closer?
I think the biggest strength becomes how powerful they are at the top with those three that I mentioned. Because, you know, numbers will say one of the players will have an off game. Well, that's fine. If Kelsey's not shooting well, Caitlin will, or vice versa. And so that's very advantageous, especially given the way in which teams often will trap Caitlin. And so she has a lot more support around her than she did in her rookie year and had an unprecedented first season in the league. I would say the biggest weakness becomes their size inside and potential depth at that center forward spot. I mean, Aaliyah Boston, near 100%, but dealing with an ailment that she suffered with her knee down at Unrivaled. That was a couple months ago. Did not opt for surgery and just physical therapy here in Indianapolis. Seems to be doing well, but She's a player that they were cautious with in training camp. And then, as I mentioned, Mo Billings dealing with an ankle sprain. It's something she's dealt with each of the last couple of years to that right ankle, so I'm high alert for that. I just wonder what their depth might look like. And I think to talk about the wrinkles I mentioned with Steph White and her staff, I think you'll see a lot of four-guard lineups and play fast and try to take advantages of matchups with the lineups that they put out there.
Dallas to start the season this weekend on Saturday. I know Dallas handed them the Fever their only preseason loss. Preseason is preseason, so I don't know how much you can glean from the loss itself. But I guess what do you look for, knowing that those two teams matched up in the preseason, you know, from that previous matchup, what do you carry into? What do you take away from that game? And what do you think about the season opening stretch here? Dallas at L.A. and then Washington at home, those first three games, Scott.
Yeah, so with Dallas, it's all hinges on Paige Becker. She's going to get 20 points. It was a fun duel when those two were out there for about 20 minutes in that preseason game between Beckers and Caitlin Clark, and what those two were able to do. Alana Smith inside can be a problem with how strong, and she's really come along. I covered her like 5-7 years ago here with the Fever, and last year she was co-defensive player of the year. So I'm curious to see how those two players in particular look. But more than anything, for me, it's about what this Fever team, how they come together. And it'll be the first time we've seen these starters play basically more than 20 minutes together. I would expect them to play, you know, anywhere from 30 to 35 potentially there. And I think it sets them up with a favorable schedule, home-friendly schedule to start the season. Probably the opposite of what it was Caitlin's rookie year, where I remember to start the year they were on the road and they had like 11 games in 17 days, and that's when they initially weren't going to start out on charter flights. It was absurd that the league scheduled that, but much better for them this year.
Yeah, they had the Olympics that year too. You had the break in there. That was just insane. And Caitlin's whole career, I mean, just playing the NCAA tournament and losing the championship game, then it's the draft and all this stuff happening. And
and the Wooden Award, which is all the way in California.
Yeah.
To New York for Saturday Night Live. Yeah, it was a lot, and she stayed healthy through that season.
Well, Scott, appreciate you taking some time to talk about the Fever and Caitlin Clark here on the airwaves here in Iowa. If folks want to read your stuff with Fieldhouse Files, I know you've got podcasts, right? Where can they find all that stuff from you?
Yeah, absolutely. Fieldhousefiles.com, where I have my daily stories and notes and everything. Just wrote a feature on Megan McConnell, who may or may not make the team, but it's TJ McConnell's sister. Mm-hmm. And then more of that daily stuff on my YouTube page with interviews and recaps from practice and such.
Very good, Scott. Thanks for the time. We'll talk again soon, okay?
You got it. Thanks, Spencer.
That's Scott Agnes from Fieldhouse Files. Again, fieldhousefiles.com. Check them out on X and on YouTube and more. Good stuff there. Fever and Dallas Wings, 12 noon on ABC. And like he mentioned, we know we talked about this on the show before, but all 44 games on national TV for the Fever. So someone figured out, gee, Caitlin, people are watching this Caitlin Clark girl. Isaac, did you know that? Did you say people are watching Caitlin Clark play basketball? Maybe we should put her on the TV. I don't know why I pulled up my Minnesotan kind of, I'm not even from Minnesota, but I pulled up my Midwest aunt accent there. We should put that Caitlin Clark girl on the TV more. Yeah, don't you think? At ABC, Caitlin Clark versus Paige Beckers. That's going to draw some ratings on Saturday at noon at L.A. next Wednesday at 9:30. And then Washington, Lucy Olson, looks like I don't know, final cuts haven't been made yet, but Lucy Olson's name has not popped up, at least as far as I'm aware. So might be two former Hawkeyes playing against each other there in Washington, Seattle. And then the first expansion team, Portland, with Megan Gustafson on the 20th of May. Down at Gainbridge. I'd like to get to a Fever game. Maybe check off them and the Minnesota Lynx. Those tickets will probably be insane up in the cities. But I'd like to see if I can get to one. I've never been to a WNBA game. It's been a long while since I've been to an NBA game, period. But I'd like to maybe check that off the box this summer. We'll check that box off this summer. We'll see.